My guest at this time is FedEx spokesman Patrick Fitzgerald. Both FedEx and UPS are in the crosshairs of the Justice Department right now for allegedly transporting illegally prescribed drugs. Now, mind you, neither of the carriers has actually been accused of being part of any sort of scheme to do such a thing, but they've just simply been sent through those carriers as a result of the normal course of doing business, yet the Justice Department seems to want to penalize, even criminally, UPS and FedEx for doing so. And Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's obviously a very thumbnail sketch of what's going on here. How did this unfold?
Well, it really started as what would not be any way unusual request for information about some activity through our network. We have a 40-year history of close cooperation with law enforcement, so Department of Justice, DEA, and really law enforcement agencies around the world to help stop any illegal activity that is being attempted within our network, and we're proud of that. So when we get a request for information specific to any type of activity, that's not unusual. But what is unusual and really disturbing is it became clear to us along the way that FedEx was being targeted for some level of criminal activity as it relates to these medicines that are being shipped from pharmacies, and we find it to be completely absurd because it's really not our role.
And you've obviously confirmed that there is no collusion going on here with these foreign pharmacies or illegal prescriptions domestically or anything like that, correct?
Well, really the challenging thing here is that we have no way of knowing what is legal and not within the packages that we're picking up and delivering in this situation, because at the heart of the investigation are packages, sealed packages that are being sent by licensed, as far as we can tell, licensed pharmacies. These are medicines with legal prescriptions written by licensed physicians. So it's difficult for us to understand where we would have some role in this. We are a transportation company that picks up and delivers close to 10 million packages every day, and they are sealed packages. So we have no way of knowing specifically what's inside, and we have no interest in violating the privacy rights of our customers.
And so the government's not accusing you of being in cahoots with anybody. They're expecting you to somehow magically know that these illegal substances may be in there?
Yeah, I can't speak to exactly what they view our role to be, but they clearly are attempting to put some level of responsibility for the legality of the contents of these packages. And that's why for us it goes far beyond even just the online pharmacy situation. That this has the potential, it really has a chilling effect that has the potential to threaten the privacy of all customers that send or receive packages via FedEx, because the government is assigning a role on us as somehow law enforcement or really taking on their role in a way that is not appropriate.
Now, from what I've read, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and please do, that FedEx has actually offered to stop accepting or delivering shipments involving pharmacies that the Justice Department finds fishy, and they rejected that request, correct?
That's right. I mean, really, as has been the case for 40 years in our company's history, if the government were to come to us and give us the name of a customer that's engaged in some level of illegal activity, we can immediately stop shipping for that customer. And we do that. We will not tolerate any illegal activity within our networks. So what we want here is a solution that will apply for the entire industry and serve the public's interest. And that's why we find it completely absurd and, to a large degree, stunning that the government is not working with us on that solution, as they have with other problems in the past. And as long as they're not doing that, there's really no solution, even if they were to pursue an investigation or criminal charges against a specific company. There needs to be an industry-wide solution that will put a stop to this problem.
Did they give a reason for why they rejected that request?
I can't really speak for them, but it's clear that they are asking us to do their job for them and stop these customers, although they won't provide us the names. And the rationale for not providing the names, I would put that to the government. But as long as they're not providing us the names, they will. They're really putting at risk the public interest.
So the people that are suspected of being the problem are not being targeted but the unwitting carriers potentially of their products are being targeted.
Yeah, the comparison that we've made is a no-fly list. So it's as if the government were to go to major commercial airlines and accuse them of some level of criminal activity if they were to allow somebody on the no-fly list onto one of their planes without providing them the no-fly list. So what we want here is a no-fly list for online pharmacies. If they are aware of some level of illegal activity by some number of pharmacies, simply provide us that list and we will stop providing service. It's a very simple solution in a lot of ways, but we are not able to get there. And the response has been, instead of going for a solution, they are continuing down this ridiculous path of a criminal investigation.
Now, according to the Wall Street Journal from a little bit earlier in this month, UPS is actually looking to find some sort of settlement with the federal government. FedEx is not doing that. So how's this going to play out?
Well, settlement's not an option for us when there's no illegal activity on our part. We believe there needs to be a solution. We can't comment specifically on the UPS case because the facts are likely different than ours. But as it relates to FedEx, we have no interest in settling when there is no illegal activity. We want a real solution that will apply for the entire industry.
As far as you know, is it just your company and UPS that are involved in this pressure from the government, or are others involved as well?
As far as we know, FedEx and UPS have both put public filings out indicating involvement with the case, and the Postal Service has not made any statements about it, or there's no indication that they're involved.
Is there any evidence that this might be designed to boost the Postal Service if its main competitors are bogged down in this way?
I can't really comment specific to that. What I can say is that there needs to be a solution that would apply to all transportation companies. So FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service, anyone that is transporting these products, the solution needs to apply to everyone.
Do you expect this to play out over an extended period of time?
Well, it's been a multi-year investigation already, so it's difficult to determine what the timeline is. But the timeline for a solution is something that we believe needs to be soon, because if there is a risk that is affecting the public health, then we would call for a solution as soon as possible and hope that the government would join forces with us on making that happen.
Well, it's a fascinating case, bewildering on a lot of levels, but it's good to have our listeners up to speed on what's happening in this story. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Patrick Fitzgerald is a spokesman for FedEx. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.